USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. An hours-long manhunt for a suspect accused of carrying out a mass shooting at an Atlanta medical center is now over.
Thanks to the highly trained police officers across our region, we are able to bring this suspect into custody without further harm. He will be charged and stand trial for his crime.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens confirmed Deion Patterson was captured Wednesday in Cobb County. Authorities say Patterson was tracked with the help of technology, and an undercover officer was the first person to actually see him before waiting for backup. The suspect was taken into custody without incident. Patterson carjacked a vehicle and fled after the shooting, which left one person dead and four others injured. The bond is being raised to $7.5 million for the man accused of shooting and killing five of his neighbors in southeast Texas last week. Francisco Oropesa made his first appearance in court Wednesday, where the judge called it the worst case he is personally familiar with. The Federal Reserve will hike key interest rates another 25 basis points to 5.25%, currently above the annual rate of inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell offered details behind the decision Wednesday.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
A post-meeting statement from the Fed suggested it could pause further increases next month. Apple's high-yield savings account reportedly attracted just shy of $1 billion in deposits in the first 4 days of its launch. That's according to a Forbes report. And Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime is officially the most watched halftime show in history. The show is Rihanna's first live performance in almost 5 years, and it had over 121 million viewers back on February 12th. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An unlikely partnership. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is teaming up with Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, to stop Congress from trading stocks. They introduced legislation called the Bipartisan Restoring Faith in Government Act this week. It would bar members of Congress and their spouses from trading stocks. An apparent dispute between two Walmart employees led to a shopper being killed in Florida. Broward Sheriff's Office detectives say Tyrone Sterling went to the store to meet a female coworker. An argument turned physical, and when a shopper tried to help the female employee, the 22-year-old opened fire.
This is one of these tragic incidents that took place that really was unnecessary and unwarranted.
Sheriff Gregory Tony says while the suspect fled, they were able to track him down late yesterday. Sterling's charged with first-degree murder and attempted robbery by sudden snatching. California Senator Dianne Feinstein could return to Capitol Hill next week. That's what Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters on Wednesday. Feinstein has been sidelined from the Senate since late February after being hospitalized with shingles. The 89-year-old's absence has slowed the confirmation of President Biden's judicial nominees, prompting calls for her resignation from some members of her own party. Feinstein announced earlier this year she will retire at the end of her term in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.